Hi, and welcome to Jay and Jack TV and more. This is Jay.
And I'm Skip Bayless.
And welcome to the show. Skip Bayless, he has a new show. He left ESPN, right?
Yeah, I know. He's on another show where he's obnoxious and wrong all the time.
So it's just his usual shtick.
Yeah, he just, you know. He was on with Stephen A. Smith?
Yeah, on First Take.
And they just yelled at each other the whole time. Now Stephen A. Smith is on with that guy that does that show where he clicks the points, click, 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 and they eliminate people.
Oh, Around the Horn?
Around the Horn, yeah. And he leans back in that chair.
Yeah.
I think that's him. But it's usually just Stephen A. Smith yelling into the microphone the whole time.
Oh, man. But, you know, that's for, I guess, the sports enthusiasts listening to the show right now. This is the Patron's Choice podcast for this month, and the winner actually was... Jay and Jack drive to Jack in a Box.
Which was fine with me. I would go in a heartbeat, but Jay said no.
Sure, blame me. Blame me, that's fine.
Well, to be fair, you go up there once a week.
I do. I'm in Charlotte generally once a week, and I do partake in the Jack in a Box every now and then. Because it's so good.
Yeah. But if we still live in San Diego, it'd be a breeze.
Well, I mean, the thing is, like, when you living in San Diego, it's not like that big of a deal because it's just, you know, it's the same as Wendy's, McDonald's, whatever.
Well, wait, whoa. It's no Wendy's. It's no McDonald's. It's better than both those places.
To be honest, like I think Wendy's could challenge Jack in a Box.
You're going with Wendy's and they have a ginger for the spot, logo.
Well, the whole me hating gingers thing is from you, so
me,
yeah, you have started that ugly rumor.
Ugly rumor. Go back and check the tapes.
I have checked said tapes, and the only times I hear stuff like that is just you.
Oh, yeah, okay. You keep saying that. Why don't you tweet it and it'll be true?
I tweeted today. I tweeted a non Instagram tweet. So
did you?
Anybody that follows me on Twitter. I did make a tweet today.
Did you follow Merry Man Show yet?
No. But what can listeners at home? What is the Merry Man Show Twitter?
It's at Merry Man Show.
Well, there you go.
You know, you're on the Merry Man Show. I think it should be a law that if you're on the show, you should have to follow the Twitter feed.
Well, if that's the case, I'll just retire from the Merry Man Show. That's easier.
Well, you might get people saying, "Hey, be careful what you wish for."
So I posted on Twitter today because Colleen didn't know the song Bad and Bougie by Migos, so I had to educate her, and I was like, geez, you turned 33 and you just totally lose.
I don't even know who those guys are. I don't even know who those are, so I guess it's
but
it's
see, you're past the, you know, the 18 to 49 year old demographic, so I think,
right, so they don't care about me.
Yeah, and you're generally out of touch anyway by that age, right? You're in your mid-50s,
exactly.
So, you know, just that's just how it goes for you kinds of people.
For us old people.
Yeah.
So now you're insulting old people, but it's my fault.
But you're old and bald, too.
Yeah, so you're insulting old, bald people and gingers, and it's all my fault.
Well, Miko's Bad and Bougie. Maybe we can make one for you old people called Bald and Grumpy.
Bald and, that's a song?
No, I'm saying we could write one.
Oh, that's fine. Okay, that's cool. I don't see me being grumpy. I'm just sitting here.
Yeah, you were more a grumpy old man in your 30s than your 50s. I will say.
Yeah, I probably was. I will not deny that. Well, you know, Zach was listening to a song today, and it's Old MacDonald Have a Farm. I always thought it was Chick Chick Here.
It is Chick Chick Here.
On the show, they were saying cheek cheek.
Cheek cheek.
I guess the sound a chicken makes, but I'm like going, I go, wait a minute. Have I been singing this wrong my whole life?
I don't know. Like I feel it's chick chick here and a chick chick there. It might be a different interpretation.
Yeah. Because, well, I don't know. Cause they did a couple times. I go, was I singing that wrong too? Cause they would actually put the words up.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
So this show is either correct or they're teaching my grandson, your son, the wrong way, and he's going to be laughed at in preschool. He's going to go cheek cheek, and they're going to go, "What are you saying, dude?"
Well,
it's chick, dude. Well, maybe you can't say chick anymore because, you know, people get offended by it.
Well, if it's in reference to a chicken, I think it's okay.
It's but, okay. All right, I don't want to get
It's all about context, Jack. It's all about context.
What did you say? Unfollow you. Boycott.
But I think I'm going to stick with chick chick because a chick chick, it just sounds better.
It's just that chick chick here and a chick chick there. I mean, cheek cheek. I was like going, come on, there is no way I was wrong. Because I've been wrong with songs.
Most famously, the Lollipop Guild.
Yeah, Lollipop Kids.
Yeah, you thought Lollipop Kids.
I still think mine is better.
Well, so actually, Zach and I watched Wizard of Oz for the first time today, and he enjoyed it.
He wasn't freaked out by the flying monkeys?
We had.
Oh, I'm sorry. Spoiler.
We only probably got about an hour in before it was time to take a bath and get ready for bed. But so far, he has enjoyed it. He has enjoyed it.
Because it can be kind of scary.
Yeah, but he's generally, it's not so much scary things, but if there's a dark scene, if it's at nighttime, he gets scared. But, like, we took him to see the Lego movie, and he loved it. And there was, like, some scary things in the Lego movie, so he did great. But,
yeah. I used to know a guy that worked at Ice Capades, and he was dating this girl, and she wanted to have him over and watch The Wizard of Oz.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, like, going, well, I tell her I'm afraid to watch it.
What?
I said, dude, I go, you're like 20-something. I go, he goes, well, I go, I don't like the monkeys. I don't like the whole thing. I go, well, you're gonna have to excuse Mike because I'm old. Man up and we'll watch the dang movie. So I think he finally did, but he was terrified of going there and making a fool of himself. So anyway.
But I mean, did he make a fool of himself or did he?
No, he went and watched it.
Okay. Because that would be embarrassing.
I said, I go, it's bad enough this girl's out of your league and she's asking you over and you're going to not watch this movie. Close your eyes.
Do I know these people? Either of them?
I can't remember the coach's name, the girl, but the guy, I'm sure you know him.
Oh, who is
Kyle?
It? Oh, Kyle. Okay. Yeah.
You know him.
Yeah. Know Kyle.
He's a good guy.
He was afraid of the Wizard of Oz.
Wizard of Oz, yeah. Every time I hear the Wizard of Oz, anyone mention Wizard of Oz, I automatically think of Kyle.
That's funny. Yeah, he babysat me one time, if I remember correctly. Yes. He had a fish tank with shark fish.
Shark fish.
Yep.
There you go.
Did he live by Jack Murphy Stadium?
He did for a while. Now he lives...
But when he babysat me, was it by Jack Murphy Stadium?
Yeah, I believe it was.
God, look at that memory. Damn. Yeah. Good. How old was I? 4?
But you can't remember hating on gingers on your own.
No, I trust me. I know that I have said hateful things about gingers, but I'm a reformed man now.
You're just trying to throw me under the bus.
No.
Turn around on me.
No.
Yeah.
But anyways, Ding, where were we? I lost track.
We were talking about The Wizard of Oz.
Oh,
and Zach watching it.
I think even before, yeah. But Zach loved it. I mean, it's a really good movie.
Here's a thought.
Okay.
Obviously, you haven't got to the part where, spoiler for anyone who hasn't seen it, where the Wicked Witch gets doused with water, a bucket of water, mm-hmm. and melts.
Yeah.
Will he now be afraid to take a bath?
He's still young, so I don't even know if he really
understands. He's pretty smart, and would he use that to get out of taking a bath?
Well, he's in the showers now because in our master bedroom in the master bath, there's no bathtub, so it's just a big shower and it has two shower heads.
Yeah.
So he's been really into taking showers lately because one of us will be taking a shower on one side, and then he'll take a shower on the other side because there's two shower heads. Well, so he's been enjoying that.
I'm just a little worried about the whole water thing because, you know. He goes, he could say the witch lived forever without taking a bath.
was that your pitch, Jack?
That's my pitch. Hey, witch lived forever without taking it. I never had a problem. I don't think I ever had a problem. I always like to be clean, so I'm not like...
Some people. But anyway. What else is going on in the world, Jack?
Let's see. I cleaned my garage today. That was exciting.
Wow. You need a leaf blower to clean your garage. So, like, explain to me the utility of a leaf blower in cleaning your garage.
because I gave you my push broom years ago, when you guys first moved in, so I don't really have a broom to
clean. Oh, you can. That's. I can give you that back too if you'd like.
No, I don't care. I'd rather just blow it out than. So no, just because it gets. Every time the wind blows, we have the garage open, all these leaves come in, pine needles, all the dirt, so it's just easier to blow it out, back out, and the driveway and all that stuff, yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's mostly trying to find a place for all of Zach's toys.
Yeah.
Yeah, the garage is getting smaller and smaller.
Now do you see why we're like, okay, no more toys, the kid has enough toys.
I agree. I'm very anti-toy.
No, you're not. You buy him toys all the time.
I buy him toys?
Yes.
I'm there.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it's me, but I'm there.
Uh-huh. But you allow it to happen, right?
What do you mean allow it to happen? It's not a dictatorship at my house. I mean, I can't say, don't do that!
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You'll face the firing squad if you do that.
But back to the original thing is, again, the request of this podcast was to be Jay and Jack travel to Jack in the Box, and we didn't really cover the fact that I think Wendy's could give Jack in the Box a run for its money. Besides being like the hometown fave, you know, because it's from San Diego, so that gives it an edge for me personally.
Jack in the Box, yeah.
I think Wendy's is probably fast food that's everywhere. Tasting,
really?
Best tasting. I don't know.
Even better
not
than
best for you, but
better than In-N-Out.
No, but In-N-Out's regional. I'm talking about like nationwide.
Well, see, Jack in the Box isn't nationwide, really.
It isn't. So that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, if we're going nationwide,
it's funny. I like Wendy's, but it's like it's not a place I go. I got to go to Wendy's. It doesn't seem like their locations are convenient for me here.
There's not as many as Burger King and McDonald's, but. If there's like, maybe there's like a McDonald's and a Wendy's, I'm sorry, McDonald's, Burger King, and a little bit further is a Wendy's, I'll go to Wendy's.
Depends on what I really don't eat that much fast food anymore anyway, but.
Just so I live a more healthier life.
No, it's not because I'm more healthy. It's just, I just don't eat it as much. Because I'm not a big Big Mac fan, and you know McDonald's with the whole Big Mac thing. You know we got the bigger Mac, we got the
Ooh,
Big
actually,
Mac.
I want to try because I love the Big Mac.
I got the bigger Mac because Russ was bragging about how great it was, but the problem with the Big Mac I've always had it just is a mess. It's just a glob of mess. And so when you're trying to eat it, it's like that middle bun. I don't know what that's doing there. It's just screwing. It's like bun patty milk with bun. What's it? It's bun, patty, bun. And it's just a pain in the butt.
Well, that's if you make it, but like it's usually, it's like bun.
No, I'm just saying I get the whole, all the
sauce,
stuff on it.
Lettuce.
And the lettuce, and it just like slides. By the time you're done with it, the bun's all ripping apart.
But that's if you eat it like, you know, like an uncivilized, you know, farm animal. But if you.
I've tried eating. What are you talking about? The thing slides everywhere.
Well, maybe we'll have to have a Big Mac challenge during our podcast party weekend, and we'll post it live.
Well, that'll
and,
be fun.
See who can more cleanly eat a Big Mac.
I'm already telling you I can't.
Yeah. I know, this is great. These are the kind of games I like to do, Jack, the ones where I know I'll win.
And I prefer the quarter pounder with cheese, the Royale with cheese.
See, I don't like the quarter pounder cheese because there's just no flavor. I mean, really, any burger, I'm sorry, McDonald's burger, there's no flavor to it, but if it's just like the meat and the cheese.
See, McDonald's used to have the best french fries. They just by far had the best, and now they're like, eh. Half the time they don't cook them right, and then you pick them up and they're like dead worms that you're picking up. It's disgusting.
If I'm going to McDonald's, it's usually for breakfast, and if it's not breakfast, then chicken McNuggets.
See,
and if not chicken McNuggets, then a Big Mac.
See, to me, Burger King has the best breakfast.
Yeah, but the problem
their croissants are the croissants are the best.
I love croissants, but they're basically just like microwaved croissants you can get. Like
and their
store.
Hash browns are better too. I like the Crispy Crown hash browns.
I would if I had to go that route. I would go. Chick-fil-A has better hash browns, but their breakfast chicken sandwiches I don't like it that much. No.
Bojangles has a good breakfast.
Bojangles is my preferred breakfast if it's a fast food. It's Bojangles. It's probably a tie between Burger King and McDonald's because I like a sausage egg McMuffin. It just depends what kind of mood I'm in. It just depends. Yeah. Like if I'm feeling really hungry, the croissant sandwich the King croissant sandwich where it has bacon, yeah, sausage, cheese, egg, and on the croissant.
Well, they used to have a breakfast burrito that had the hash browns in.
Yeah.
In the and that was good. But my favorite, well, to be honest, going back to Jack in the Box, I'm a sucker for the breakfast Jack that you can get 24/7.
I've never actually had a breakfast Jack in all my years.
Well, you don't like ham, so it's ham, cheese, ugh, egg on a hamburger bun.
Yeah.
You've never had a breakfast Jack?
No, I don't like ham.
You were born in San Diego?
I know, but I don't like ham.
How have you not been? Haven't been you should be like the Chargers, just leave, never come back.
I did leave. I live in Raleigh, North Carolina now,
but they should revoke your San Diego citizenship.
I'm a native. You're not even a native.
They should not even allow you back. Come back. Oh, you're the guy that doesn't like the breakfast Jack,
you SOB.
You've never even had the breakfast Jack. Up against the wall. And then the Jack clowns come in, dun, 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 dun. And they spray like mustard on you or something like that. Oh, you like mustard? So it would be,
I do. I love mustard.
You're not a big ketchup fan, right?
I have warmed up to ketchup over as my palate has matured. I have basically, if a French fry is like really dry and boring, I will dip it in some ketchup, but not a lot of ketchup.
Yeah. Okay.
But in general, I don't prefer it.
Okay, a Miracle Whip. They spray you with Miracle Whip.
I'm not really for or against it. I'm kind of neutral.
I don't like Miracle Whip.
But if I'm going like a local place for Raleigh, I would go either Chargrill, probably Chargrill, or sometimes Cookout. But generally, Chargrill is my preferred burger, fast food burger in the Raleigh ANC.
Okay.
But at Wendy's, the reason why I like Wendy's, get back to Wendy's, is they have this 4-for-4 meal or this 4-for-4 deal. So for $4, you get either a junior bacon cheeseburger, their chicken sandwich, and right now it's like a double stack. It's like a double cheeseburger.
There's no way a junior cheeseburger fills you up.
A junior bacon cheeseburger?
Really?
Yeah, I mean, have you had a junior bacon cheeseburger?
I get the double baconator.
But it's 4-for-4, so it's you get a junior bacon cheeseburger. Their small fry is a pretty big fry. A soda of your choice and a 4-piece nugget meal for $4.
$4.
You
can get a heart attack, one step closer to a heart attack for probably, only $4.
Probably. But yeah, that would be that's why I enjoy the Wendy's. But to get back to the Jack in the Box train, what's my favorite thing at Jack in the Box? It is the sourdough Jack. With curly fries, that's mine.
You can't go wrong. I don't like the curly fries. I like my fries.
Those curly fries are fantastic.
I like straight fries.
Okay.
I just like them better. I just they're less greasy, I guess.
Uh huh. Well, I don't know. And people at home, the curly fries are very similar to like Arby's fries, curly fries.
The Jumbo Jack is good.
I mean, Jumbo Jack's basically just a Whopper.
Sourdough Jack is good. Anything there is good.
Like their burgers are pretty high calorie. Like the ultimate cheeseburger or whatever is 1,000 calories.
Is that when they were making them with kangaroo meat?
No, that was the rumor was for the tacos, but and the tacos are fun. But again, I'm not going to go out of my way to get Jack in the Box tacos. They're not great or anything.
I will go out of my way to get Jack in the Box tacos.
But alas, the closest Jack in the Box about 2.5 hours away.
The best thing they ever had there was the fried raviolis.
Mm-hmm.
They were the greatest thing, and they took it off the menu.
Jerks. Well, but that was like years ago. You've talked about that since I was a little kid. I'm like,
I get it, but why?
When was
why
that, Dad?
It was great.
Son, it was a long time ago.
It's when raviolis were raviolis.
But again, you like the pork chop at a steak restaurant, so.
I'm telling you, if you go there and have it, you'll say, "Oh, I was wrong. I apologize."
I would bet you.
We have an email on that for the next Married Man
show.
Oh,
perfect. Because I would bet you your meal at Ruth Chris when we go that I wouldn't like it as much as a steak there.
Were you going to pay anyway? I doubt it.
No, I would. If like,
but you wouldn't be honest about it.
I would have to get both. Like, it would have to be both a steak and a pork chop.
Why would you have to get both? You've had the steak there before.
But I haven't been to Ruth Chris in, Lord.
Yeah, but you're missing the point. I'm not saying the steak is bad at Ruth. It's excellent.
But you're saying the pork chop is better.
I'm saying it's better. And like I said, Tyler says it's better. The waiters there say
Tyler's
it's the best thing.
Tyler's like 20 years old. He has not experienced
the
waiter.
Why would the waiter say this is the best thing on the menu?
Maybe the waiter has no taste.
It's more than one waiter.
Maybe they have like excess pork chops, so their whole thing is to try and convince people to buy the pork chops so they don't have to let it go to waste.
I'm telling you, it's
like maybe their profit margins are higher on the pork chops. So like their like sales incentive is to get you to buy it.
This pork chop, how many pork chops can you cut? Because I went to Angus Barn and I got the pork chop there. Mm-hmm. It was absolutely terrible. It was absolutely terrible. That's why I was concerned when I went to Ruth Chris and I saw the pork chop on there. I go, I said, how? That guy said, "It's." I go, "All right." Cause I went to Angus Barn. It was terrible. Mm-hmm. And everything at Angus Barn is excellent, but their peppered pork chop was absolutely. It was the worst. It was like eating leather. It was terrible.
Again, you went to Angus Barn and got a pork chop.
Yeah, because I saw
Angus Barn.
Yeah,
it wasn't Pig Barn.
Well, you can anything.
It wasn't
can be
pork barn.
Anything can be in a barn.
I know, but it's Angus Barn.
Well, then I learned my lesson.
I was like going to Angus Barn and getting a wedge salad.
I will never order a pork chop from Angus Barn ever again, ever.
We took Colleen's sister to Cowfish, which is a local restaurant here. I think there's one in Charlotte too, but it's basically a restaurant that serves both sushi and hamburgers, and then they have like a hybrid burgushi, which is like a hamburger rolled like a sushi roll. So it's like this hybrid kind of thing. And it's a really fun restaurant, really good restaurant, and it's a good kind of compromise. Say if what your one spouse is like, "Ugh, sushi's gross, but I'll eat a hamburger," and everyone's like, "I want sushi." It's a good compromise between the two. Or if you just want to try something unique and try.
Yeah,
I've tried
sushi a couple of times. I didn't like it either time.
Well, again, you prefer the pork chop at Ruth Chris Steakhouse, but I don't know where was I going.
But who goes to a sushi place and orders a hamburger?
Well, so but
that to me is worse.
But it's both a burger place and a sushi place. So
I think
you're okay.
They just say that so you don't feel bad.
So they have like gourmet burgers. The burgers are really good too. But I bring this up because we took her sister there, and she got the wedge salad. I'm like, okay, like
you could have gone to a soup plantation. Or
I
whatever
know.
Was it
sweet
not
tomatoes?
Sweet
but they're closing those. Did you see that?
They're closing sweet tomatoes.
They're closing all of them in North Carolina. They're going bankrupt or something like that.
Well, you know why? Because the last time I went there, it was absolutely terrible.
I haven't been there in over a decade.
We went there like 2 months ago. It was excellent. And we went there about a month ago. And I was like, okay, how does salad have no taste? I mean, it was just like, everything was like, blah. It was just, I feel bad.
It's probably still the same food from the last time you were there.
It might have been. And then they had you know, like the corn muffins and everything like that. They didn't have them. They were so far behind. I go, okay, it's busy, but it's not that busy.
Yeah, yeah.
So I see why they were probably cutting back on the staff.
Yep.
And it's not cheap to get a salad there.
No, it is not.
But that's a shame. I hate to see people lose their job.
Well, you know, luckily there is a lot of restaurants in the Triangle area.
Yeah, I guess. I'm telling you, you want a good restaurant? The one in Knightdale? This one called Sopranos. It's a family-owned restaurant. Mm-hmm. And the mom's, you can tell she's Italian. And the son works there. They have the best food there. I'm telling, and it's reasonably priced. Sopranos, Night Dell. It's right up by Food Line.
Nice. Very nice.
So if you're in Night Dell, it's off the 64, New Bern.
Mm-hmm.
It's right off to your right by, you'll see a Dairy Queen. It's right in the corner there.
Yep. Okay. But that would require people to go to Night Dell, which people just generally don't do.
Now they have everything in Night Dell.
Sure.
All they need is Panera and a movie theater.
For all you Southeast Raleigh people, it's pretty hip and happening.
Yeah. It's close. That's all I care about.
But anyway, we've rambled on a lot. Jack, you have some TV shows. I have a movie that I saw yesterday that I want to talk about.
A movie.
But do you have some TV shows you want to cover for people out there?
I do. I got my, you want my number one?
Sure.
Well, I have one through five here. I just have, you know.
Okay.
Sneaky Pete.
Yes, and that's with the bass player, right? TV player?
He's in there. He's in.
Is he show. Pete?
He is not Pete. It's Giovanni. What's his name? Giovanni. The guy that's in. It was in Friends. He was Phoebe's sister, a brother.
He was also in That Thing You Do.
Yeah, he was.
He was the drummer that broke his arm.
He was the drummer that broke his arm. In fact, when I said that, I go, amazing, they're doing a scene together. He is actually Sneaky Pete.
Oh, okay.
But, well, I don't want to spoil you guys.
Did you just reveal the whole premise of the show?
Well, the bass player is really Pete.
Okay.
But Giovanni Ribisi is Sneaky Pete.
You're doing great. But it's
produced by Bryan Cranston.
Oh, awesome.
He's also in it. You have, what's her name? Margot Martindale's in it.
Awesome.
A lot of people.
Pretty all star cast.
It is. It's on Hulu. The Hulu original. Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on a second. Amazon Prime. You have Amazon Prime.
Yeah, the problem with Amazon Prime is it's only like on a Roku or whatever. They don't put it on the Apple TV, so I don't watch those shows as much.
What? Don't you just have the app for Amazon Prime?
On what, the TV?
Yeah.
Yeah, but again, I use an Apple TV more than like the TV interface. Is so buggy.
Ours is on Apple TV, I think.
Amazon Prime is not on Apple TV.
Well, you know what? I watch it on my computer, so see? I don't know what the deal is.
There you go.
But I'm telling you, it's excellent. It's an excellent show. It's coming back for a second season.
Well, very good.
I guarantee you'll like it. It's on, like I said, Amazon Prime. But yeah. I was like, wow, that's a big cast for Amazon Prime.
Well, again, like they're just spending so much money. Like Netflix paid $125 million for the rights to Martin Scorsese's next movie with Robert De Niro, Joe Pesci, and...
Joe Pesci's coming out of retirement?
Al Pacino, yeah.
Really?
Al Pacino, Robert De Niro, and Joe Pesci.
Well, I hope that's not a dud because that's three big names there.
I mean, yeah, you got...
When Joe Pesci is the lowest man on the totem pole there.
Yeah.
I'm guessing it's a gangster movie?
It is. It is about the guy who reportedly killed Jimmy Hoffa, among many others.
Oh, really?
That's going to be played by Robert De Niro, and they're going to like de-ageify him, so make him like 30 years younger.
Really?
And Joe Pesci's, I can't remember who Joe Pesci's going to play, and Al Pacino's going to play like a mob boss.
I'm guessing Joe Pesci's going to play the angry short guy. That's what I'm guessing.
Maybe.
I'm not saying he plays the angry short guy well.
He's probably the best.
He's the best at being angry and short.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe Pesci, if you're listening, I say that with all love.
Absolutely.
I mean, I've seen you angry, so I don't want you getting mad at me. But I have
Is that
watched
funny?
I have watched Home Alone. So if you try to attack me, I think I have the house covered. Yeah, that's the best scene in Goodfellas. When Henry's laughing.
Yep.
Am I here for your amusement? number two on my list is The Good Fight. It's a spinoff of The Good Wife, and it's on CBS All Access.
Oh, okay.
That's the only place you can get it. It's on CBS All Access, and I've been watching it and liking it.
Okay.
Even though I didn't watch
it. What cast from the original is on it or whatever?
Let's see. It doesn't – basically, it's pretty much a lot of them, but doesn't have Julianna Margulies.
Of course not.
She just said, I'm done. I did ER for all those years. I did The Good Wife. I am just done.
Well, what is she doing now?
I don't know. She's going to be with Joe Pesci and Robert De Niro and Al Pacino and the...
Well, I guess she probably... I mean, doing one of those kind of shows with CBS usually make like a lot of money per episode. Maybe she's like made enough that she doesn't, you know...
Well, I think doing a series... And when you're the star, too, and you're doing a series television, I mean, that's... I hate to say it. I mean, us to go to work every day. But those are long hours, kind of grinding, and you play the same... I don't know if I could do it. Mm-hmm. Playing the same character every day.
But you've been playing the same character a few times a week for over 10 years now.
On a podcast?
Yeah.
That's just, I don't have to practice or anything. I just sit down and there's no, we don't do it.
You
don't
have to be yourself every day.
I know, but that's, but being somebody different every day.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, better than a soap opera. I don't know how those soap opera, you see those guys are on there for like 50 years. And they, I don't know how they do it. Yeah. I'd like to have someone on there that's been on it for 50 years. How have you done this your whole life? And they probably go, I never thought about it till you said this. Now I'm depressed.
Now I want to die. Thanks. Thank you so much.
No, really. I mean, it's the same. I mean, we've all watched soap operas, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. I mean, you see those characters are on there like, and you go, man, that guy's still on that show?
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, listen.
Anyway.
Paycheck's a paycheck.
It pays the bills, like Susan Lucci.
Yeah.
I get it.
All right. Next one.
Anyway, The Good Fight, CBS, has been three. It plays one episode a week every Sunday night.
All right.
Which is probably, we're going to cut our...
Any specific time or...
I think it's available on Sundays.
Okay.
So Sunday you can watch it. Number three, and I posted this on our Facebook page and got a lot of response, Travelers mm-hmm. on Netflix. I was kind of lukewarm about it. I kind of said, you know... I kind of went, I like it. I don't like it. I like it. I don't like it. I just finished the fifth episode. Now I really like it.
Yeah.
Now you have to kind of let yourself go because you have kind of, because there's certain things where they're, you know, they're living lives. They're people from the future. They're trying to right the wrongs of the past so the future's not so terrible. And now they've taken over lives of people that are here. But the problem is they're like not home for like days.
Yeah.
So you have to kind of go, all right, I'm just going to let that go.
Yeah.
They don't need to explain it to me. I'm just going to let it go. Because at first I was like, come on. It's almost like what I kind of got tired of the Americans when that kept happening.
Yeah.
They were able to go from here to here to here to here. And I can't even go from here to there in that amount of time. But anyway, that's on Netflix, Netflix original. Number four is an old one, but it's Southland, a cop show. Hulu.
They bring it back again?
No, it's still on Hulu. You just go. It's one of those things where you go hit their archives.
Yeah.
Best cop show ever. And I'll say that because I'm a Hill Street Blues fan. I know people watching Hill Street Blues might have caused an accident right now. I apologize. Hill Street Blues is an excellent show, but Southland is the better cop show.
Wow. Bold statement.
Best cop show of all time.
All right.
And that's saying something when there's been a billion cop shows. And my number five, I believe it's on NBC, is All About Us. A story about three...
Oh, the tearjerker show where everybody cries?
Yeah. Have you not seen it?
I have not seen it.
It's from the guy that used to be on 30-something, played Michael on 30-something. That was a show. I'll say the joke again.
Oh, my
God.
You say this joke every time.
Your mom and I were watching it, and they canceled it before I turned 30. She used to always have to explain it to me. It never gets old, but, you know, she does.
Well, is she 2 years older than you? Or
2 years old. I would firstly do it while we're watching the show. I go, okay, what does that mean? What, I don't get it because I'm only 28. I don't understand it. What are they trying to get? And she'd just get mad
at
me. But
30-something is like beyond just 30, right?
Yeah, but I wasn't 30.
You can't. Yeah, no, I get it. But even if you're 30, I don't know if you'd count as a 30-something.
It got canceled when I was 20. Actually, 30-something is an excellent show. But to me, it was just if I can make fun of somebody, then I'm going to do it.
Sure, sure.
Because that's what I do. And my best is Man in the High Castle, another Amazon Prime show. You watched it and didn't like it.
It's not that I didn't like it. It's just I didn't like it enough to keep watching it.
And I was hooked on it right away.
I was like, okay.
Any show with Hitler in it, you have to like. I mean, you have to like it, but.
I don't think so. I don't think that's a thing.
You don't think that's a thing?
Sure. No, I mean, I like the whole Übergudenfruder thing.
I think Joe Pesci could have played Hitler in this one. I think he'd been perfect for it.
Like, I get, like, it's a lot of intrigue and everything, but I still understand, like, the thing that's kind of like, eh, how are they going to pull that off is the whole man in the high castle. So the person, so apparently they have film of them actually winning World War II. So, like, what reality are they in? Is it an alternate reality? Like, it's just like, how are they going to pull
I don't know. You have to just kind of let yourself go with it. You just have to go, okay, I'm just going to go with it.
And I'm generally for that, but I was just like, yeah, okay.
The acting is fantastic.
Uh-huh. But you finished two seasons of the show, right?
Yes.
Okay. Are you any closer to finding out the answer to that question two seasons in?
I don't know how I can answer this. No, I'm going to say that I will not answer this question. Okay. I will take the fifth. I will exercise my Fifth Amendment right and not answer this question.
Okay. Okay.
Also, The Crown, which is on Netflix, is another excellent show. It's about Queen Elizabeth and how she and Prince Philip, how their lives evolved, how it started out.
Nice.
Another excellent show. You might like it because it's got some history in it, mm-hmm. So you might like it. They kind of portray Prince Philip sometimes as a kind of a dirtbag, but I told your mom, I go, what does he have to do? He's just the guy.
He's true. He has no responsibility, right?
He's the prince. He's got he can't meet with the prime minister. He can't, you know, what the guy John Lithgow played Winston Churchill and was absolutely. I think he won an Emmy for it. He was fantastic in it.
He's great in anything.
Yeah, but it's funny. I kept going. Now wait a minute. He's like 6-something, 6'2", 6'3", 6'4". I go, I don't think Winston Churchill is that tall. So I looked it up. Winston Churchill was only like 5'6". But he pulled it off. But yeah, Prince Philip. I go because I kept telling your mom. I go, well, he's just, what's he supposed to do all day?
Yeah. What does he do all day? Do you find out that answer in the show?
He does a lot of driving and goes out with his friends. He might drink a few times. He seems like a good family man. He cares about his kids. But you know, like I said, he wanted her to take his name, and she couldn't. And so he was a little miffed about that. But you know, there's just certain things that you know he just. I cut him some slack because again he wanted to fly. Oh, you can't, you know, you got to be careful. You can't fly and all that stuff because you know if you were to die, what would happen?
Nothing.
Nothing. But it's a good show. I like it. And Princess Anne and all the stuff that happened. I go, I didn't know that. So there's things that happen. I go, well, I did. And as someone who's you know as British as I am. I should have known this.
Are you 58% British or something like that?
I'm only, I guess, 47.5%.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Somehow I thought I was 54%, but now I'm down to 47%. Mm-hmm. So I must have lost something somewhere. I guess it's because I don't like tea. So it's almost like you and not liking the breakfast Jack.
Mm-hmm.
And me, you know, I don't like tea, so I think they're keeping me out of England for now. I guess. I don't know. And my worst show.
Okay, yeah, what's the worst?
On Netflix, I only watched like 10 minutes of it. I guess it got renewed for a second season. It was One Day at a Time, the reboot of One Day at a Time. It stars, what's her name? Marino. What's her name? Let me look it up.
Because okay.
She has not aged. She's like 80-something, and she looks like she's like 30-something.
Mm-hmm. That seems extreme.
Rito Moreno? Rito Moreno?
Okay.
Do you know who that is?
I do not.
You don't know? She was in West Side Story.
Okay. I don't know.
You don't know who that is?
No, I don't know who she is.
Rito Moreno. She is born 1931. And she just looks young. I mean, more power to her. But I didn't like the show. I was a fan of the original, but I got like 10 minutes into this thing. I said, okay, I'm falling asleep.
Yeah.
Maybe it gets better. I don't know. Also, your mom watched Training Days.
Oh, yeah. So it's like based off the movie, or is it a reboot of the movie?
It's based off, similar to the movie, I guess. But it's got Bill Paxton, right?
Yep.
I was going to say Bill Pullian. Bill Paxton. And I was like, at first I was like going, all right, this, I go, is this what killed him? This is so bad. Ooh. But later on it gets a little better. But it's a shame, you know, I mean, he's only 61, but your mom loved it towards the end. She thought she likes it. So I don't know how many episodes there are, but there's been 5 so far that she's watched, 6 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And Dan from Deadwood is in it. And Dan has no hair.
What?
His mom goes, who is that? I go, oh my God, that's Dan, a bald Dan? No, we can't have a bald Dan.
Well, he was balding, so.
I guess now it's just he's clean shaven. He looked like Billy Zane in
Titanic.
Titanic.
No, wait, he didn't have a shaved head in Titanic.
Not Titanic. Billy Zane in
just
what
a
was
Normal
that?
Life.
Yeah, some movie.
That's just, he has a shaved head in real life, right?
Who, Billy Zane?
Yeah. I think he's bald in real life.
Yes, he was wearing a wig in the Titanic.
Yeah.
That's why he was so panicked when the ship was going down. My hair won't stay!
Yeah.
I was trying to do my best Billy Zane.
It was all right.
It was, you know, spur of the moment. You do what you can.
Oh, man. All right. Well, that will wrap up this special Jay and Jack TV.
Did you watch? What was the movie you watched?
I want to save it for our live show, which we'll be doing in a few minutes here.
Thanks for adding to the TV thing.
You're welcome. we will see you guys next time. Thanks to our patrons. You guys are the reason we do or can do what we do. So thank you, especially Attack of Tokyo, Eckhart Richter, and Molly the Millennial. Thank you guys so much. And Jack and I will now jump on over to the live show. If you contribute $15 or more a month, you get to participate in our live show, which happens once a month.
And they're always the best shows.
It's a lot of fun. All right, guys. Until next time, hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.